This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to kill this live feed here in a few minutes. Infowars.com will continue on the Maria Z. Infowars.com/show and band.video. You'll find the forbidden information the Big Brother doesn't want you to have with all these great guests, all this incredible information. Infowars.com/show. Dr. Brett Weinstein is on with us tomorrow. Already taped the interview. Look for that. Connect those dots. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, have you seen Klaus Schwab recently at the World Government Summit? He's talking about Black Swan. He's like, there's a new Black Swan event will come for you this year. We might be a new pandemic. And then we have everybody talking about the Disease X. And then we got the WHO. I think they're really desperate, bro. I think they're really trying to push this new pandemic. And whatever they're going to roll out, I think it's going to be legit. I don't think it's going to be a fluke. Like the COVID, I think this one's really actually
going to... Yeah, that's what Bill Gates is bragged about. He goes, oh, this next one's going to be much worse. You'll certainly pay attention to this one. Like a supervillain.
Really,
oh, it'll kill billions. You'll pay attention to the next one. Mm. So
pandemics.
Yeah, I meant to get to those clips today. I didn't. I have those clips.
Klaus.
You're going to have world government whether you like it, because the next virus will be much worse.
Yup. I don't know, man. I just find it super creepy. I just find it super creepy that they sit there and say all this stuff, man. And they got the World Government Summit, and he's like, the Black Swan, who don't know what it is. Maybe the pandemic. Oh, you never know.
Maybe power outage.
Mm-mm. Maybe cyber attack. It come for
it
you
will
now.
Make the COVID look like fun convenience. Aha. But you will eat some bugs.
Say, bro.
No, I hear you. Absolutely. So I just want to believe there's members of the establishment and the general public that don't want to destroy ourselves. I've got to believe that once we expose the globalists and their psychotic plan, people will say no to it.
But they're satanic, dude. They're literally influenced by a satanic force.
No, so I know, but I see the constant comments that I'm controlled or Tucker is, and I know we're not, or Joe Rogan is. No, Joe Rogan, 26 years. It's 26 years. God, I'm getting old. Since 1998, been friends since 1999. 25 years. And so I just know I'm for real. And so to me, I kind of want to believe, okay, other people don't want to commit suicide. Other people don't want the end of the world. I mean, that's the Elon swinging way towards us. He's doing irrevocable damage to them. People are like, well, that's to prove he's good. Oh, okay, well, he's doing irrevocable damage. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I agree about, like, Tucker and Rogan and all these people. So, I mean, I'm with you. But I'm also with Ike at the same time. Because David was making, like, really good points about Putin and stuff. We shouldn't really be white knighting Putin so hard.
Hey, listen, I had G. Ebert on. I knew it. I had G. Ebert on. He criticized Putin, all of it. Exactly. My point is we spend all our time policing who's real and trying to find out, like, an Inquisition who's real instead of who's promoting good ideas, who's exposing globalism.
I agree with you, man. But then, like, when you got Putin, like, really in bed with China, and he's saying the same thing that Klaus is saying. They both say that China is the future. So
no, I agree. Hey, I went on national Russian TV in the last week twice and said I think Putin's making a big mistake with China, and Putin shouldn't have a cashless society. And so I 100% agree. I'm not on Team Putin. I'm on Team Humanity.
No, I totally agree with you, Alex. You know, but I'm not going to sit here and discount the good things that they do either. But we, as we've been saying, G. Edward was saying as well that, like, any little thing that doesn't jive with you needs to be analyzed as well, because that's
no, I agree. But I can analyze other people all day, and that's all anybody does is analyze who's good, who's bad. I'm going to cover hard topics, hard issues, hard subjects like glyphosate in the water or open borders. I'm going to spend most of my time on hard issues to get the public to wake up and say no to it. All right, I'm out of time. A great X Spaces. Maria Z takes over with huge breaking news now at Infowars.com/show. If you're watching on X Spaces, want to see it all, go to Infowars.com/show and band.video. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
New World Order and how Australia fits into all of this. And he's joining us today again with breaking news. This is happening right now in our country, cutting off power or limiting power to people's homes. This is absolutely shocking, and I dare say something that we will start to see a lot more of, not just in Australia, but in every single country. We'll talk more on that after Senator Roberts after his time is up. He's with us for a limited time today. Senator Malcolm Roberts, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
The work you're doing, it's wonderful.
Well, we really appreciate you. For anyone that doesn't know, it's very early in the morning where Senator Roberts is. I wish that more politicians set the example that he does. He's getting up at 6 a.m. to be on here to talk to the world about what's happening in Australia. And I've said many, many times, if we had more senators, more people in Parliament like him, we would definitely not be in this mess. One of the most honest people that I know. So, Senator Roberts, we saw this news break. You spoke about it in Parliament. Energex remotely cut power to 170,000 air conditioners six times in a month, and this is to do with the Peak Smart program. Talk to us about how you became aware of this and what is actually going on here.
Don't you just love the terms Peak Smart? And there's another one here, Peak Smart Rewards. So what's going on is that there are two words that drive the World Economic Forum and the United Nations: control and wealth transfer. That's actually three words, but two topics: control and wealth transfer. This is about control of your electricity supply, Maria. Control of your electricity supply, control of everyone's electricity supply. They interfered with 170,000 air conditioners six times in the past 2 months. They turned down remotely the air conditioners or switched them off. Why? Because they're wanting to protect the electricity grid. They have buggered the electricity grid because of their solar and wind. And the solar and wind are there to transfer wealth to globalist parasites, to large corporations that are pushing these things in, and they're only making money out of the subsidies that mums and dads and small businesses are paying. And the other thing that they're doing is that they're transferring wealth to China and also to parasitic billionaires in our country who are living off the solar and wind subsidies. What they're doing is destroying the electricity grid. It's making it unstable. And so now they have to protect the electricity grid from their own damage. And that's what they call now the Peak Smart Scheme, as you just mentioned, the Peak Smart Rewards. So you get $400 off for your air conditioner if you allow them to control it. That's what's going on, control and wealth transfer.
Well, we reported, Z Media reported some time ago on the fact that they shut Liddell Coal Power Plant. That's a power plant in the state of New South Wales. And when they shut it, they had to borrow power from the Queensland and the Victorian plants, those are two other states in Australia, to power the homes that Liddell used to power. And so they are systematically shutting down the power supply without having the backup for it. That is required to continue supplying enough power to the people. And so now, team, if you can bring up the second link that I've sent through, Energex, Peak Smart Events, and have a look at what they say. Every now and then, the network reaches a point of extreme stress, such as during a heat wave when households and businesses across southeast Queensland switch on their air conditioners at the same time. Peak stress. Senator Roberts, are we living in prehistoric times here, for goodness sake?
We're certainly heading back to prehistoric times. Maria, they're talking about alternative or new generation sources for generating electricity, solar and wind. What they really mean is control of your electricity generation. They're not interested in changing the generation source. They're interested in controlling it. That's what they want. They want to control your energy. They've said these things. Henry Kissinger said, if you control the energy, if you control the food, and if you control the money, you control the continent. And he was referring to the 48 states. But it's the same in Australia. That's what they're after. And parasitic billionaires, the late Murray Strong, for example, initiated global warming, climate change claims, all false, all fabricated, no evidence for it. And he said he had two aims in life. One was to put in place an unelected socialist global governance, and the other one was to deindustrialize Western civilization. Deindustrialize Western civilization. He said it from his own mouth. And we've had senior bureaucrats from the UN, especially those pushing climate change agenda, saying that it's not just climate, it's control of society. That's what they want. This is a new agenda, and they're going to deindustrialize, send us back to the caves, exactly as you said.
It's absolutely unbelievable. I've been tracking some of their commentary over the years, and we will go into a particular report published by ARUP in conjunction with C40 Cities after where your time is up, where they talk about limiting dairy to 0 litres per year, limiting meat to 0 kilograms per year, limiting travel. These are all published plans. You can view yourself, anyone can view them in their own documents. But it's interesting because of the ways in which they are convincing people to do this. For example, you mentioned the Peak Smart Air Conditioner Rewards. So they give people a $400 cash back for incentivizing them to get these smart meters, and then they use those smart meters to turn them off. This is exactly what they do in South Africa.
Yes, that's correct. What the World Economic Forum and the UN do is that they give you an incentive to do something that make life easier in the short term, and then you suffer under the control later on. Or what they do is they beat you into it, or they terrify you into it. Fear. COVID was a wonderful example of that. COVID was low to moderate in severity. Our own chief medical officer said that. And yet they used fear to terrify people into getting an untested, experimental, gene therapy-based treatment that is now killing tens of thousands of people in this country. So what we've got, and millions over the world, so what we've got is the use of fear, the use of control, the use of threats, the use of bullying, and the use of attractions to make life easier. They've got emergency backstop mechanism, Maria, so that if you've swallowed their rubbish about solar panels and put some on your roof, which is a massive take up in this country because of the subsidies that initially went out, subsidies that have been cut back dramatically now that they've got a lot of people on solar. And if you've got a solar panel on your roof generating solar power, and it's called an emergency backstop mechanism. If the grid becomes unstable because of these things, and there's low demand, then low demand for electricity, then they can just stop your solar panels creating electricity and putting it into the grid. And not only that, stop the solar panels on your roof generating power for your own damn house. That's how they're coming at it. So they want to control every aspect of our use of power. And if you control every aspect of use of power, you control what people can do. That's what they want. And it's not my words, it's their words.
Well, I want to clarify what this is. This is a state-run energy company. It's being sold to people by telling them that, oh, you're going to have cheaper electricity because it's moved to the state. We're not going to have it run by overseas corporations. But this is exactly what they did in South Africa, and I'll touch on this a little bit later in the broadcast. They moved everything to a state-run energy company who then started telling them, oh, we're going to cut your energy off remotely. We're going to cut off your applications remotely. And what you just said about solar, team, I'm not sure if you have the link that I sent through. Maybe we'll bring it up after the break. They say new solar PV connection requirements, and they literally tell you there that they can turn off your inverter energy systems. That why? Remember the years where governments were incentivizing people to get solar? They're telling us we need to move away from electricity and fossil fuels, which is a made-up term, and now they're shutting off solar power. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Oh, no, it's all believable because you just got to remember the three words, control and wealth transfer. What they're doing is the parasitic billionaires are making making lots of money off subsidies that mums and dads pay for through their electricity prices. That's destroying our jobs, by the way, Maria. It's exporting jobs to China because the number one cost component in manufacturing these days is no longer labor. It's electricity. So when you drive up the price of electricity, and Australia has gone under these UN World Economic Forum policies from being the cheapest producer of electricity, thanks to our coal-fired power stations, to amongst the most expensive power generation in the world.
Senator Roberts, we've got to go to break. We've got to go to break. We'll be back in just a moment with Senator Malcolm Roberts talking about what they are doing to our power in Australia.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here with Senator Malcolm Roberts from Australia. He is a formidable force working to secure Australia's freedom against the globalists. He's been doing a phenomenal job since the time of COVID and long before. And he's joining us today to talk about how a state-run energy company has begun cutting the power or restricting the power to 170,000 people in Australia. Team, if you can bring up the Peak Smart events page, Energex, it says that Peak Smart air conditioners receive signals from our network when we experience unusually high demand. The signal tells the air conditioner to drop into an energy efficient mode similar to an economy setting. So this is happening already in Australia. It's as though we're living in the third world, and Senator Malcolm Roberts is here to talk to us about it. So I want to ask you, Senator Roberts, what can we do about this? Because I predicted quite some time ago that this would start becoming more widespread.
Yes, so do we. Well, the first thing we can do is to refuse to fit a smart meter. I believe that it's our power, our right, to stop them fitting smart meters, stop them controlling electricity, to wake up to the fact that they will put incentives on for your people to fit smart meters, and we just have to say no. I know a resident in Central Queensland that did that with the trial meter, and they said, okay, sure. So you have control over your power supply. So that's one thing we can do. We can also get in touch with our elected representatives, state and federal, and ask them to stop these control mechanisms. And the other thing is to make sure that people are well informed about the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, because they formed an alliance in 2018. The World Economic Forum is driven largely by Marie Strong, who died in 2015, the climate change rubbish that's underpinning all of this. And he was one of the co-founders of the World Economic Forum. They formed an alliance in 2018. So it's very important to understand what's driving this globally, what's driving it at the national and state levels in this country, and speak to your elected members and representatives and tell them you pay their damn wages and they're there to represent you. So do that job. Speak up against this global control.
I have to agree with you. I think the climate, if you will, for lack of a better word, really is the people are ready to start holding their politicians accountable and their so-called elected officials accountable. I mean, these people say that, you know, they've been duly elected by the people, and then they behave as though they're there to do whatever they want to do with people's hard-earned tax dollars. And so I think that there needs to be a demand worldwide. Senator Roberts, I had a conversation some time ago with a great group from New Zealand who were meeting with their local council, and they actually formed relationships with that local council, got their attention, and were able to give a presentation on what smart cities were really about. Not everyone inside of these government institutions, whether it be local, state, or federal, is corrupt. They just don't know. They're not educated on these matters. And so, it's worthwhile building those relationships. Do you think that politicians, at least in Australia, are more willing to listen to people? Do they understand that people are waking up to this agenda and they're no longer going to support it?
Most politicians, state and federal level, Maria, are ignorant, stupid, and gutless. They won't speak up. We've got to understand that the two parties, I've said that in the Senate, okay, so it's nothing new. I'll say it to people's faces. There's only a handful of senators in our 76 senators chamber that actually know what's going on. And of those, Only some of them will talk, and some of them are throttled down by their parties. The power of a party is to silence the majority of their members. The Labor Party, which runs the government at the moment, along with the Greens, the anti-human Greens, and the Teal Senator, David Pocock, funded by one of these billionaires who are making a lot of money off solar and wind subsidies. They come in here and talk about climate. No evidence whatsoever. And then they put out the policies for parasitic solar and wind, parasitic malinvestments that are destroying our country. And then what we have is the Liberal Nationals are quietly introducing every major policy on energy and climate in this country's history. Every one of them was introduced by the Liberal National Party. And Labor comes in and drives it up. So what we've got is parties that control their members. No one in the Labor Party dares speak up against this nonsense, this globalist parasitic behavior. And yet some of them agree with me, and they tell me to keep going. They honestly tell me. They look me in the eye and say, keep going, mate, you're doing great work. They're not setting me up. They are wanting that because they won't speak. In the Liberal National Party, we have a couple of senators, a few senators, who speak up on this sometimes. So what we've got to do is make sure that people realize they have to, that's the other thing they can do, vote for a different party. Instead of voting for Labor or Liberal, Tweedledee or Tweedledummer, vote for an independent third party that's been exposing this. One Nation, for example, and I'll be proud to say this, One Nation's leader and founder, Pauline Hanson, first started talking about UN Agenda 21 in 1996. That's almost 30 years ago. I started speaking about it publicly when I first became aware of it. We have to educate more members of parliament and get them to start speaking up. But most, as I said, are ignorant, stupid and gutless. And they don't want to know because they'd rather sit there collecting their cushy cash.
Yeah, I have to absolutely agree with you. So Senator Roberts is just describing, for those who aren't aware of how Australia's political system works, it's much the same as every other country. It's a two-party system. He's talking about Labor, which is sort of like the Democrats over there. I mean, it used to be, that Labor was really for the people, and now they're just pushing everything anti-human according to the agenda. And then your Liberal Party, which you would think would be the Democratic Party, is actually more the conservative side. And that's how it works. But Senator Roberts is actually an independent. And so he's outside of that two-tier politics system. And I think that's why he's been so effective. I think that it could be Senator Roberts' solution to be looking for more independent candidates in future, and not just depending on the two-party system. We need people who are going to speak up against this. We've got about a minute and a half left on the clock, Senator Roberts, before you need to leave us. Tell the people what they need to be, what they need to be really looking for in their leaders when they're looking to elect them.
Well, for a start, Maria, I'm not strictly an independent. I'm with the One Nation Party. We've only got two members in Senate, but we've now got members of Parliament in five of the state and federal parliaments. So we're growing.
Apologies, I meant independent how I meant it. But thank you for clarifying.
What we've got to do is be aware of people who speak up. So be aware of it and reward those people that speak up. Politicians are paid by the citizens. Politicians' job is to represent the views of their constituents, which are the people. So we look for, first of all, someone who knows what they're talking about, who's got values of honesty and values, the Christian values, that will guide their behavior in the chamber and speaking up for them. People who are intelligent enough to go and do the research and disciplined enough to go and do the research, get the facts, and have got the guts to stand up and say things even though they might not be popular, and to call people out, to call the globalists out, and to educate ourselves about the issues. They're the fundamental things. Values, policies that actually work for the country and work for the people, not for the globalist parasites, and also good standards of behavior. That's the basics.
Well, Senator Roberts, you certainly display all of those. We're very, very grateful for you. You can follow Senator Malcolm Roberts at XMRRobertsQLD, and I encourage everyone to follow his work. He's amazing. Thank you so much, Senator Roberts. We'll be back right after this break to continue on with this agenda. It's where it...
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I really hope that people understand just how serious this is, that a state-run energy company is cutting the power to people's air conditioners. Now, it may seem like a trivial thing. Yes, it's the middle of summer in Australia, and, oh, well, it's just a minor inconvenience. But the goal of the World Economic Forum and the UN is to starve you, to make you sick, to make sure that you don't have enough energy so that you are weak and powerless against their power structure. This is not a joke. This is the beginnings of ultimate tyranny, which does involve denying you the right to energy. And they've published all of their goals to try and to say that they're going to do this. Now, the reason I'm so alarmed about this is because last year I saw that South Africa was about to start, was about to go to a private energy company, a state-run energy company. And in Australia, they were talking about, in Victoria, they were talking about going to a state-run energy company. And I said, if we do this, we're going to turn into South Africa. And what do you know it? Queensland does. Now, South Africa doesn't only experience we're going to play that news clip in a moment. South Africa doesn't only give the power to this remote energy company to turn off any of your appliances, your smart appliances inside your home. They have scheduled rolling blackouts that last up to 10 hours. And if you think this only happens in third world countries, well, no, it doesn't, everyone, because it started here in Australia. Take a look at this news clip from South Africa.
Eskom may soon have the power to turn off individual appliances in your home. This will be made possible through the installation of smart meters. The utility plans to fit them in every home within 4 years.
But being a smart meter, and if I compare a few years ago when we used what we call ripple controls, that was a blunt instrument. So you would get, your geyser would be switched off at 5 in the morning. Sometimes if it doesn't work, it's 6 in the morning. So it was a blunt instrument. But smart meters can do that, but at least being smart, it will not allow the operator, system operator, whether it's a local city power or national control, to do that at a time when it inconveniences the customer.
Eskom may soon...
Okay, so it won't allow them. Yes, we have the ability to turn off your power remotely. Yes, we can turn off your appliances remotely. It's because the grid can't cope with the energy demands. Well, the grid can't cope because you keep shutting down coal power plants, lying to the people, calling it fossil fuels to make them think that it's a dinosaur a method that's a limited resource when it's absolutely not. And you say that you're not going to do it at a time that's inconvenient, but they've just done it here in Australia, a Western country in the middle of summer, turning off power to 170,000 air conditioners remotely. So don't tell me that smart meters and smart appliances won't be weaponized against the people to make sure it's not an inconvenience to them. Because I'm seeing it in my country. Tim, if you can bring up the link, it's a Fox Business Report. Washington State Democrat bill would jail people for violating ban on gas leaf blowers. Don't think this is only Australia that they're trying this nonsense on. Oh, because of the climate. If you use a gas leaf blower, you're going to go to jail? Really? Now, I don't know where this is at. This is from December of last year. This is happening in the United States as well. It may not be at the point where they're turning off your power remotely, but they sure do maybe want to jail you for using a gas leaf blower. This is a very, very serious, dark agenda. And I know that the audience and the viewers of this broadcast understand that, but, you know, when we talk about the Great Awakening and we talk about the fact that people are waking up, sometimes we have to remind people of just how far these maniacs want to take this. There's a bit of motivation to make sure that you don't stop the fight. Because as more and more people become receptive to this information, become receptive to learning and absorbing and, you know, in the state of mind where they can absorb just how evil the New World Order is, we have to bring these things up again. And so I want to play a video, a short clip from an interview that I conducted with germ warfare Jeremy Nels from South Africa. This was last year, where he told me about these rolling blackouts. And don't think that this is limited to South Africa. Take a look at this.
We are currently experiencing extremely intense rolling blackouts. About 8 to 10 hours per day of no electricity. It's, what's the time now? As I'm recording with you, it's just past 9 o'clock in the morning. I've already had 2 hours of no electricity.
Wow. Okay?
I'm going to probably be having another 6 to 8 hours today of no electricity. And we have apps. on our phones that tell us when our power is going off. And over the years, it's gradually intensified. And in the last 2 years, it's become extremely intense. And so we have what's called stages of blackouts. Stage one would be obviously very minor, perhaps one, meaning 1 hour per day. If you can think of it like that, it's not exactly accurate, but more or less. We are now averaging between stage six and stage eight, which would imply 6 to 8 hours more or less of no electricity per day, and it's scheduled.
So do you see how it started with, you know, even the categorization of stages? Stage one is very minor, and over the years it's gotten worse. And so you could equate this to the minor inconvenience of 170,000 people in Australia having their air conditioners turned off remotely. That would be a stage one inconvenience, very minor, albeit in the middle of the hot Australian summer. But as Jeremy was saying, over the years it's gotten worse, and now we're at the point pretty consistently of having anywhere between 8 to 10 hours of blackouts per day. When I did that interview with him, as you saw, 2 hours already he'd had no power. He, and you know, he's a really positive guy, and he was saying we've become accustomed to it, and we plan around it. I don't know about you, I don't want that life. So it's not just about, oh, I won't take any more injections, or I won't eat their GMO food. It's about people needing to take back control of our right to energy. I mean, I don't know. I was absolutely shocked with this story. The fact that this is happening in a Western nation is beyond me. It's beyond me. Team, can you bring up the ARUP report? It's an attachment, a PDF that I sent through. The future of urban consumption in a 1.5 degree world, C40 cities. Now, this report, published in conjunction with C40 cities, ARUP is a consulting firm ties to Hillary Clinton, and they published a report some time ago now, talking about how we're going to manage the future of urban consumption moving forward. And this report, which we will look at after the break, breaks down areas of your life where they are going to control how much you can eat, how much you can drink, how much you, where you can go to, how far you can move, how many times you can travel in a 3-year period. And it's really interesting because they have the way that the New World Order wants to have its system set up is the one world government, really removing a lot of middle government, which is kind of like what Malay is doing, which is why I'm so alarmed by it. Javier Milei, removing middle government and basically having AI in the middle and then the councils at the bottom managing the rest. So in these smart cities, in these ghettos, that no doubt will have limited power as well as they force people into them. So right after the break, we're going to go through this report. I want to show you the insane future that they have planned for you and ask humanity, will you let them do this? Are we going to let them do this? Don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The New World Order is planning on running countries in the future. Look up Ukraine 24, the official fundraising platform of Ukraine, and you can see sponsors like Deloitte, Uber, and many others that are sponsoring this rebuilding of Ukraine. And it's interesting, I exposed this video some time ago, and I think they pulled it down from their YouTube. Maybe I'll bring it next time I'm on here. I've still got it on one of my broadcasts of what Ukraine plans to do post 24. And it includes making sure, removing all government, no bureaucracy, replacing everything with AI, digital currency, digital everything. They say, this Ukraine 24 platform says Ukraine became the first world to fully digitize itself, including digital cash, digital government, so on and so forth. That means AI government. And so it's very interesting when you consider the top-down approach that the New World Order wants, where you have your main leaders, the top, you know, one world leader. I don't think that's coming just yet, but that's the goal. And then no one sort of in between. That's why they want you to hate your world leaders at the moment. They actually want you to hate your prime ministers, your presidents. They want you to hate them. They want you to be so disgusted by them that they reach, that people reach the point of demanding a one world leader, some one guy that's going to come and save us all. And of course that'll be the Antichrist, when it happens. But, and I'm talking about the one world leader specifically, but the ways in which they're going to bring people to that point of desperation include cutting off your power, limiting your food, telling you what you can and can't eat. And they've actually published these plans. And they plan on destroying society as we know it. This is so important for people to understand. Tim, if we can pull up page 38 of this report, which actually shows you, you know, here in Australia, I'm not sure what's happening in the United States, but here in Australia at least, we've had the construction industry absolutely decimated post-COVID. And this report from ARUP, The Future of Urban Consumption in a 1.5 Degree World, says that they will reduce the demand for new buildings. It actually tells you that they are going to reduce the amount of steel and cement and also reduce the amount of new buildings. They plan on switching materials, which, you know, if there are better materials to be used, of course, people will be for that. But they plan on reducing the amount of construction that occurs. So pay attention to all the high-rise smart city buildings that are coming now while they have the opportunity to build before they corral everyone into these little concentration camps known as smart cities. On page 40 of this report, and let me just clarify as well what this is. You've got a progressive target for 2030, and you've got an ambitious target for 2030. They've outlined two different targets in this report. So, Tim, if you can bring up page 40, this talks about what they're going to do with food. Now, this is going to be managed, they say, by councils, local councils, like mayors, okay? And there are many, many mayors and council heads that are already signed up to C40 and signed up to what they call the Global Covenant of Mayors. It's very, you know... it's really magic language, making a covenant, this global covenant of mayors that have all agreed to go ahead with this agenda. You can go onto their website. You can see exactly which counties and or councils, sorry, I should say, or which regions are already signed up to this. But they say the progressive target is 16 kilograms of meat per person per year. So that's a bare minimum how far they're going to enforce this. That's the minimum. That you will only be allowed 16 kilograms. The ambitious target, which they are incentivized for, likely financially, it does talk about the fact that they will receive incentives for reaching these targets, these council heads, these heads of these smart cities, okay, 0 kilograms of meat consumption. So their ambitious target is to have you consuming 0 kilograms of meat per year. Then you go to the progressive target for dairy. 90 kilograms dairy consumption, whether it be milk or a derivative equivalent per person per year. And the ambitious target is 0 kilograms of dairy consumption. Okay? And that 2,500 calories that they plan on giving you, I can assure you, isn't going to be nutritious food. Look at Codex Alimentarius and read how they planned back in the 60s, the United Nations, through Big Food and Big Ag, to call poisons toxins and call toxins nutrients. Call poisons nutrients and call nutrients poisons. Swapping out the definition of these terms to introduce more poisons into your food. So you can bet your bottom dollar that 2,500 calories will be made up of things that are not good for you. On page 42, this part freaks people out. When I talk to people that aren't aware of the agenda, they really freak out at the clothing aspect of how they plan on controlling what the people can and can't buy. Page 42, team, clothing. The progressive target for 2030. I'm not seeing it up on screen. I'll let everyone know what it is. The progressive target for 2030 is 8 new clothing items per year. Here it is. And the ambitious target is 3 new clothing items per year. That means that in your little smart city, you are only allowed to purchase 3 new clothing items per year. You can have 1.5 pairs of socks, no more, no less. 1.5 pairs of socks. Peasant, that's all you get. If you look at page 44, they say 0 private vehicle ownership by 2030. This is also outlined in the UN 100, Remaking the World Towards the Age of Global Enlightenment document. No one will be owning a car. That's what they want. And of course, if you have a central bank digital currency linked to your digital ID, all of this is possible. People go, they'll never be able to enforce that. Oh, yes, they will. If you have a digital ID, which is your social credit score, and a central bank digital currency, which can be programmed to be turned off should you even think about buying meat. Because it senses your what you're thinking and feeling, right? That this is Bill Gates patent 060606. It knows exactly what you're doing inside the AI world society. So if you even try to drink a bit of milk, it'll turn off your CBDC. It's very, very serious. It reports in real time to the maniacs that are controlling this. So they want zero private vehicle ownership. And one more page before I go to a quick clip. Page 46. The progressive target is one short-haul return flight of less than 1,500 kilometres every 2 years per person. The ambitious target, which is where they really want to go, is one short-haul return flight less than 1,500 kilometres every 3 years per person. 1,500 kilometres in miles. Let me just look that up really quickly. Kilometres in miles. That is 932 miles, ladies and gentlemen, for our American viewers. That is how much they say you will be able to travel every 3 years. 900 miles. How far can you get? Will you ever go overseas again? Think about all those people who got injected so they could travel. Sorry! You get to live out your life in the metaverse. Team, can you please pull up that clip of the World Economic Forum quickly so that they can see exactly what these people plan on doing to them?
There's going to be people of means who are going to travel. And then there's going to be people maybe who are of lesser means who might actually be able to use an Oculus or a Magic Leap or some other kind of device to travel to the same place but from their own couch. But in many ways, it's actually going to create even more distance between those two people. That psychologically, and I think that we've experienced this through social media, in many ways it's brought people closer in certain ways, but actually created this remarkable divide because it's even more visible, actually, the divide in certain ways.
Yeah, so the elites will be able to travel. We've created this divide and we're going to slowly transition you into the metaverse where, because you're not allowed to travel more than 900 miles every 3 years, you're going to visit your loved ones in your lounge room through a hologram inside your smart city where you're not allowed to eat meat and you're not allowed to have any dairy. People, I hope you understand why I've shown you everything that they want to do to us today, considering that in Australia, as we started off with this broadcast, we are already starting to cut off power to people's homes. This is so serious. These people are not playing around. And so we must resist this with every fiber of our being. And I know that people are waking up. And so this is why I'm reminding you, this is your battle call. Do not stop resisting. Do not stop fighting, because none of us want this future. And we are not going to allow this future. That may be their vision, but here is ours. Our vision is freedom, the freedom to do what we choose with our bodies, the freedom to access energy, freedom of technology, and freedom of bodily autonomy. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, I'm Maria Z of ZMedia.com. Support InfoWars and share this everywhere. God bless.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.